兄姊妹们，早上好。
We thank the Lord for the day He has made.
我们感谢主要供应我们这一天。
Indeed, let us rejoice and be glad in it.
让我们一起来享受这在主里面的喜乐。
This morning, if you may turn me please in your Bibles to read some passages of Scripture.
让我们开始读几段经节来开始我们今天的交通。
We'll first turn to Romans chapter 5.
让我们先来翻到罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Please note that in the English translation, the word peace is used.
请在这里注意，在这里面英文的这一个词，平安这一个词。
While the Chinese translation says 相合 or harmony.
那么在中文里面把它翻译成相合，就是和睦的意思。
However, in the original Greek text, the word irene is used, which means peace.
而我们知道在这一节的原文当中，这个词表示的含义就是平安。
Next, if you can turn with me to Philippians chapter 4.
我们下一处来到腓立比书第四节。
四章。
第四章。
We'll read a famous passage which I'm sure many brothers and sisters are familiar with.
我们来读一处弟兄姊妹们非常熟悉的经节。
Verses 6 to 7.
第六、第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
腓立比书四章六节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Verse 7, And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And then now, if you may turn me please to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们再来翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 23 to 24.
第二十三、二十四节。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Verse 24, Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass.
24节，那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. If brothers and sisters can turn with me to the Lord in prayer.
那我们今天读经先读到这里，我们来一起有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this morning you have prepared for us.
天父，我们感谢你为我们预备这主日的清晨。
We thank you that on this first day of the week we can gather as brothers and sisters to worship you and to remember all that your Son has done for us.
我们真是感谢你在这一周的第一头一日，我们弟兄姊妹聚在一起来纪念你的儿子为我们死。
Father, we ask that this morning that you may indeed speak to us through your word.
我们求你就在这清晨借着你的话对我们亲自讲话。
Give us the ears to listen attentively.
给我们能够听的耳朵。
Give us this fertile soil in our hearts so that your word may bear fruit.
也预备我们的心，让这心能够得着你话语。
That through every word that we read, through every word that we hear, that we may be able to behold your Son.
让我们借着所有看到的、听到的话，能够纪念、想起你的儿子。
That indeed in everything, that all things may point back to Christ.
因为他借着这做成的一切，在基督里拯救了我们。
So we just do pray for this time.
我们就在为这接下来的时间来祷告。
We pray for the words that will be shared. We pray for the translation that will be spoken.
请你来祝福我们即将分享的话语，即将翻译的话语。
We just do pray that your word does indeed take root in each of us with no hindrance.
真是愿你的话语在我们每个人心里面都能够扎根。
So we give you all the thanks and praise.
我们的感谢祷告都是奉你的名。
And we pray all these things in your son's most holy and precious name.
我们的祷告祈求是奉你儿子圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So as brothers and sisters can probably infer from the passages we read earlier, today we'll be sharing about this topic of peace.
我想钉子们借着我们刚才读的经节也能够感觉到我们今天分享的这个平安的主题。
And I think this past year especially has taught us how precious peace is.
我想在现在的环境里我们更能感到这样平安是一件多么宝贵的事情。
Or to put it another way, how terrible things can be when there is no peace.
或者换一个角度说，如果在这地上没有平安，那是多么可怕的一个光景。
The number of deaths from the Israel-Hamas war continues to rise.
我们也看到在中东的以色列哈马斯的战争有更越来越多的人的伤亡。
The war between Ukraine and Russia is still a thing.
我们看到俄罗斯跟乌克兰的战争也是相同的光景。
And it's scary to think how we have become so numb to these type of things.
我们更加令我们担心的是甚至很多人对这样的失去平安的光景甚至感到有些麻木了。
Even within our country, we see political turmoil nowadays.
甚至我们在我们的国家里看到政治层面上的政客们也是对这样的事情开始感到麻木了。
We're living in an age once again where in our country would have assassination attempts.
我们甚至在我们现在这样的国家里面真碰到了在政治上这样暗杀的这样的事件。
And we see division not only between parties, but within parties as well.
好像我们看到这个分裂不只是在不同的党派之间，好像在同一个党派里面也出现了这样的分裂。
And on top of all these things, we still continue to see the stresses and burdens of our daily lives.
我们借着这一切也都看到，其实在我们普通的日常生活当中也有这样的遭遇，这样的负担。
Every day as we address one worry, there seems to be another worry waiting right there for us.
好像日复一日的我们个人生活当中也是一个忧愁接着另外一个忧虑连在一起。
And so peace is starting to feel more and more like luxury.
好像现在平安这样一件事情好像变得越来越好像一件奢侈的东西。
And in fact, it seems to be more and more like wishful thinking.
好像越来越多的像是一个愿望式的一个思维，好像只是一个心里的盼望，一个愿望一样的。
But brothers and sisters, we can thank the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们可以感谢神。
Because when we look in God's Word, we see that biblical peace is something that we can receive and find today.
因为借着他的话语，我们知道这样的平安其实是我们每日都可以从他那里领受的。
And so, Lord willing, my burden this morning is that we can see how this peace can be obtained.
所以我心里面就有一个负担在今天和大家分享我们如何可以领受这样的平安。
However, before we explore how to obtain peace from the Lord, it's important to first define what biblical peace is.
那么我想在我们交通领受这样的平安这样的主题之前，第一个重要的是我们先明白什么是平安。
So what is peace?
那么我们想什么叫做平安呢？
When I say peace, what do you think of?
当我说到平安这个词的时候，你能想到的是什么呢？
To one person, it may mean living in a country that's not at war.
可能对于有的人来讲生活在一个没有战争的国家就是平安。
To another, it may mean not having to deal with the pressures of life.
可能对于另一部分人觉得如果生活没有压力，可能这样的日子就是平安。
To my old neighbor when I was growing up, it may mean after 8 p.m., which is when I used to finish practicing my trumpet. To my old neighbor when I was growing up.
Yeah. 在我长大的这样的一个邻里里面，他说平安就是晚上八点钟之后。
Because that was when I used to finish practicing my trumpet. Trumpet. That's right.
Oh.他是这一个开玩笑的话，就是他的邻居，因为他小时候是练习这个吹喇叭什么笛子还是喇叭？
So.
小号，应该翻译小号。对，他的邻居说，晚上八点钟，当他结束练习这个小号之后，那个就是他邻居找到平安的时候。
I was not the best trumpet player growing up. However, all three of these examples fall short of encapsulating biblical peace.
这些例子都让我看到一些平安的一些侧面。
Many people define peace to be the absence of something.
很多人认为平安一定是我们远离了一些不好的事情。
Perhaps the absence of conflict.
比如说我们远离了那些冲突。
Or the absence of trouble.
或者避免了一些麻烦。
Or the absence of my awful trumpet playing.
或者是听不到我吹的笛子的声音。
But biblical peace goes beyond that.
但我们知道圣经里面的平安是远远超过这一切。
So I'll use a personal example.
我想再给大家分享一个个人的例子。
Growing up, I had a phase in my life where I would say something in a place of goodbye.
我小的时候有一度跟别人道别的时候，我用另外一个词来代替再见。
If you knew me in middle school or high school, when I used to say bye to you, I would pound my chest twice, throw out the peace sign and say peace out.
如果大家在我认识我、知道我高中、初中的时候的这个样子哈，我那个时候跟别人分别道别的时候，都会用拳双击两下胸口，然后跟你说平安的去。
But when I said peace out, my intention wasn't to tell the person that I hope nothing bad happens to you today.
那当我说你平安的去的时候，我心里面那意念并不是好像希望没有任何坏的事情发生在你身上。
Now, of course, I wouldn't want the person to encounter anything bad.
当然，我不希望有任何坏的事情发生在你身上。
But when I said peace out, there was something more to that.
但是当我 说你平安的去，我其实有另外一层的祝愿。
It was about sending off the person with good vibes.
这个祝愿就好像是我希望你能够，how
do you translate vibes? Or wishing blessings would come to them.
Yeah, 是我希望在我们分别的这段日子里呢，有好的事情临到你。 祝福你有一个好的境遇，有一个好的，得到一个好的祝福，这样的意思。
So to use a more probably familiar example, let's consider how the Jews greet one another.
我们再来看另外一个例子，就是犹太人如何，在这个道别的场景下，他们如何祝愿的。
And Jews have used this greeting for thousands of years.
他们用这个词，上千年犹太人都是用这个词来表达问候的。
And I think I saw some brothers and sisters mouthing the word that they would say.
我看到有些弟兄姊妹嘴里面已经说出这个词了。
So we know that Jews would use the word shalom.
我们知道犹太人他用 shalom 这个词， shalom 这个词，就是平安的意思。
Right, exactly. Shalom means peace. So Jews, when they greet each other, they're actually saying peace when they see each other.
Yeah, 所以犹太人他们相互几千年来他们问安的用的这个词就是平安。
And so we see the first use of the word shalom in the Bible in Genesis chapter 15.
我们看到在圣经里面第一次出现 shalom 平安这个词呢，是在创世纪。
And I think it's a very interesting place that this is the location where the word shalom appears.
我觉得平安第一次出现的这个地方也非常的有意思。
So in Genesis chapter 15, God is speaking to Abraham, or at that time known as Abram.
那我们知道在创世纪15章这个时候，神对亚伯拉罕讲话，在这个时候亚伯拉罕还叫亚伯兰。We
know that up to that point, we recall that God had called Abram to leave his homeland.
那我们知道在这个时候，神呼召亚伯兰离开他的地方。And
he promised Abram at the time that he would have a son to be his heir and that he would have many descendants.
这个时候神应许他，说他将来的后裔要像
We're familiar with verse 6, which says, Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
我们很熟悉的15章第6节, 说到亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And later on, in verses 12 to 14, we see another aspect of what is to come.
那我们从第14节看到另外一个方面。
In verses 12 to 14, God reveals to Abram that his descendants would be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years.
我们看到12节到14节，这里面神的预言也是后来后面的历史当中
So his descendants would be enslaved.
预言了在后面的历史当中，他的后代被掳做奴隶的这样的历史。
Yeah, and they'll be oppressed for 400 years.
我们知道他以色列民也是被奴役长达400年之久，这在后面的时间。
Now this doesn't sound like something that would bring about the feeling of peace in the traditional sense of the word, right?
那我们想到这样的遭遇，我们觉得和我们认识的平安好像描述的不是一件事情。
But after saying this, we see in verse 15, it says, As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace, or the original language, you shall go to your fathers in shalom.
但就是在这里15节，神说，但你要想大寿数，平平安安地归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。这里面他第一次说到了平安。
And so we see here that shalom is God's promise.
那我们在这里看到平安是来自于神的应许。
True peace or shalom is something that only God can grant to his people.
其实我们也知道真正的平安其实 只有神能够给予人。
And this peace transcends circumstances.
这样的平安其实是超越了很多现实的环境。
And it conveys flourishing.
这样的平安也能带来繁荣。
It conveys wholeness.
能带来完整。
It conveys delight.
也能带来喜悦。
And that is why Abraham, when he dies, he can experience shalom.
所以这也是亚伯拉罕他能够经历的那样的神来自神的平安。
And so brothers and sisters, I hope that when we think about peace, that it's important for us to understand that peace is much more than the absence of bad things.
那我就想提醒弟兄姊妹，当我们谈论平安的时候，我们要深知这样的平安远远超越所谓的只是远离不好的事情。
It's to experience, to actively experience God's goodness.
而这样的平安其实是我们一个鲜活的、深深的经历神的同在。
Now, the Bible speaks of peace in three manners.
那我们看到圣经里面也是讲到平安有三个不同的方面。
And today we'll be examining each of those aspects.
我们今天就一一的来交通这三点。
And so the first pertains to one's personal relationship with God.
那第一点呢，应该说是强调个人和神之间的一个关系。
And the second relates to one's subjective experience in life.
那第二点呢，就是在个人的生命当中呢，一种主观的一种经历。
And finally, the third revolves around the ultimate restoration work of God.
第三点就是关乎到神那永远的恢复的工作。
And so first we'll look at peace as it pertains to one's personal relationship with God.
那我们现在来交通第一点，就是我们个人的和神的这样的关系。
So brothers and sisters can turn with me back to Romans chapter 5.
弟兄姊妹们，我们再回到罗马书的第五章。
Earlier we read verse 1, but for now let's read verse 10.
那我们先前读的第一节，我们现在来看第十节。
Verse 10 says, For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Brothers and sisters, if I ask you, who is involved in the most intense warfare taking place today?
弟兄姊妹，如果我问你那今天最激烈的战争是在哪里？
It's not between Hamas and Israel.
它不是在以色列跟哈马斯之间的。
It's not between Russia and Ukraine.
它绝不是俄罗斯跟乌克兰之间的。
It's not even between Republicans and Democrats.
那也不会是共和党和民主党之间的。
But the most intense warfare is between the natural man and God.
那么最激烈的那样的征战其实是我们自然人跟神之间的征战。
In fact, this warfare has been taking place ever since sin entered the world.
因为这样的征战是发生在每一处犯罪的那样的事情当中。
Paul tells us in Romans that we were enemies of God.
保罗在罗马书当中告诉我们，我们是与神为敌的。
And brothers and sisters, that is the worst enemy to have.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是最最糟糕的仇敌。
And there are two sides to this conflict.
在这样的冲突当中有两个方面。
On one side, you have God who is holy and righteous.
在一边呢是那一位绝对圣洁的神。
On the other hand, you have the natural man who is sinful and wicked.
在另一方面呢是那个属自然的充满罪的那样的肉体。
And everything the natural man does goes against what God has designed.
我们知道自然人每一个对抗神的行为都是这样的犯罪。
Even if the natural man is doing something they think is good, that still goes against what God has designed.
甚至当这个人认为他可能做了一些在他看起来好的事情，但可能这样的事情也是敌对神的，也是罪。
And so there's this deep enmity between man and God.
所以我们就知道，在肉体的人和神之间有那个深深的那样的对立。
You have God who exuded life and abundance.
我们知道神是那样的散发着那样的生命的。
But man was headed towards death and destruction.
但是自然的人呢，他的那个趋势都是走向毁灭，走向死亡的。
However, thanks be to God that He initiated this peace.
但我们感谢神的是，是神开始做了这样的平安的工。
He sent the Lord Jesus to die for us.
他把他的儿子主耶稣给了我们。
And we all know that most famous verse in Scripture.
那我们都非常熟悉那个非常著名的经节。
John 3:16.
就是约翰福音的3:16.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
让任何相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
When the Lord Jesus shed His precious blood and gave up His life on a cross.
我们知道主耶稣流出宝血在十字架上将他的生命给了我们。
He personally stamped this treaty securing peace between God and man.
他一个人就好像做成了这样的救赎，完成了在神跟人征战对立当中这样一个彻底解决这样对立的一个赎价。
And no longer are we condemned, but we are reconciled to God.
我们不再被看为罪的，而是因着他的宝血，我们都能够称义。
Verse 1, which you read earlier, says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像我们刚读的第一节当中说到的，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
And so how do we secure this peace with God?
我们又如何确保这样的平安呢？
This verse tells us that it is by faith alone.
圣经就告诉我们，只能够借着信心。
Not by our works.
而不是能够靠我们手做的功。
Not by our merit.
也不是靠我们的好像我们的才华。
Not by our service.
也不是靠我们的服事。
You know, a few months ago, I came across this news article that shocked me.
几个月以前我读到一个新闻啊，我真的是被震撼到了。
And I'm not sure if brothers and sisters came across this article about this church in Mexico.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有读到过他们的故事，是讲到这个墨西哥的一个聚会。
Or at least a so-called church.
或者可能只是一个所谓的教会而已。
So this so-called church in Mexico went viral because it was claiming that it was selling plots of land in heaven.For $100 per square meter.
这个他们的新闻在网上被很多的传播，是因为这样一个墨西哥的教会，他们竟然声称他们开始来售卖在天上的土地，他们甚至标价说每平方米标价$100。
So that was already outrageous in itself.
这个我看到是非常的愤怒的。
But I think what was really sad was that they had raised thousands and thousands of dollars.
但我更加感到难过的是，仅仅靠着这样的话，他们竟然筹集到了成千上万的钱。
And how sad is it that these people do not realize that there is nothing we can do out of our own efforts to reach heaven where God is.
令人难过的是，有这么多的人竟然不知道靠着这样的行为是不能够得到任何来自神的平安的。
You don't buy your way to heaven.
你不可能靠着购买来买到在天上的位置。
There's nothing we can offer of ourselves that God would accept to give us a place there.
我们为了神接受我们，我们其实并不能做任何事情达到这样一个目的。
But rather, God has freely given us this avenue to have peace with Him.
那但是我们却可以借着神的应许，那得到从神来的平安。
And all we need to do is believe in His Son.
这样的，我们唯一可以做到，我们来做，来达成这样的，就是相信他的儿子。
And then we are no longer considered enemies.
如果我们能够因着相信他的儿子，我们就不再做神的仇敌。
Rather, God adopts us into His family, and with Him, we enjoy life everlasting.
从此我们就和神和好，回到了神的家中。
Consider also what it says in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们在这就我们再来看以弗所书的第二章。
It's a bit of a longer passage, but we'll read verses 14 to 19.
我们读的稍微长一点，14节到19节。
But he himself, referring to the Lord, is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
14节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
15节，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，从此便成就了和睦。
And might reconcile them both into one body through the cross by it having put to death the enmity.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And he came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
For through whom we both have our access in one spirit to the Father.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
I'm sure the younger ones are very familiar since we just studied this Friday.
我想年轻人很熟悉，我们星期五刚刚交通过这一节。
But we see here how this peace of God is so comprehensive that even both Jew and Gentile can belong to the same household.
那我们就看到神的这样的给的平安是多么的全面，它包括了既有给犹太人，也给我们外邦人。
That these two groups of people can now worship the same Lord.
我们这个好像是两组不同的人，但是我们却可以共同来敬拜这同一位神。
And this age-long hostility has been done away with.
这样世代的为敌的这样的局面，就这样在就因着神赐给我们他儿子而解决了。
And so no matter what background we have, we are now one in Christ.
所以不管我们今天是来自于何等的背景，我们都在这基督里面归于一了。
And in Christ, we have peace with God.
在基督里面，我们就能够享受着与神的平安。
And so brothers and sisters, why do I start off with this peace?
那我们弟兄姊妹们，我们为什么要开始先提到这样一点呢？
Because we need to understand that peace with God is the most foundational peace.
因为我们知道与神的平安，那在中文里面，在圣经里面翻译成与神和好或者与神和睦，但是英文里面它一直在用这个与神的平安，这是一个非常基本的基础的平安。
Because if we do not have peace with God, then we cannot experience true peace.
因为如果我们失去了这样的平安的话，那么其实我们就失去了真正的平安，也不能享受其他任何平安。
People in the world might come up with all these different methods to have peace.
那地上的人可以有很多的想到很多的办法征战，为要得到这样的平安。
But if one does not have peace with God,
但是没有人能够得到与神的这样的平安。
If they don't have that peace, then whatever peace they experience will only be temporary, won't last.
如果我们人不能得到这最基本的与神的平安，那么其实其他所有的平安其实只是暂时的而已。
So we thank the Lord for this ultimate sacrifice of Christ.
所以我们感谢神为着这根本的决定性的这样的救赎，这样的救恩。
That by simple faith we can claim this eternal peace of God.
因为只靠着这样简单的信心，我们就可以得到从神来的这样的平安。
However, peace with God should not end with ourselves.
另一方面，就是当我们得到了从与神的这样的平安，这样的平安不应该就好像就终止在我们个人的身上。
And I think this is especially important to believers.
我想这对于得救的人是非常重要的。
So I'll read some passages to explain what I mean.
那我再读几处经节来解释我想表达的意思。
You can first turn to Matthew chapter 5. This is when the Lord was speaking during the Sermon on the Mount.
那我们来看到马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 9 says, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
第九节说使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And then now we'll flip to the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 52.
那另外一处是以赛亚书52章。
Isaiah 52 verse 7.
第七节。
How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace, and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation, and says to Zion, Your God reigns.
报佳音，传平安，报好信，传救恩的，对锡安说，你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美。
Or consider what Paul wrote when speaking about the armor of God in Ephesians 6.
我们也想到保罗在书信里面，在以弗所书书信里面写到的话。
Where he tells us in verse 15 to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
以弗所书六章十五节，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
So brothers and sisters, peace with God does not end with ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看到这与神的平安不是到我们就止住了。
We need to bring others to know Christ so they can experience peace with God as well.
我们应该去传扬这样的福音，让更多的人也能够得到这与神的平安。
Oftentimes we lose heart when it comes to sharing the gospel. 传福音的时候会 lose heart.
当我们常常不思想这样的时候，我们传福音的时候，有的时候会忘记我们为什么这么做。
Because we feel afraid of what might happen to our reputation, our social standing. We lose heart because we're afraid of our own reputation. We share the gospel.
Okay. 因为我们可能会失去这样的心愿，是因为我们可能更多的想到是自己是不是在传福音的时候好像考虑到自己的
reputation.
Yeah, 自己的声誉呀，考虑到人情世故，然后就失去了那样一个传福音的心智。
And I myself am guilty of this. I'm not saying that I'm immune.
我这么分享，并不是说好像我在这点就做得很好，就没有这样的问题。
But may the Lord open our eyes to see the intense warfare people around us are going through.
那神也让我们看到我们周遭的环境当中人与人之间的那种对立，那种征战。
人与神之间的征战。人跟神之间的征战。
看到我们在周遭的环境中看到人与神之间的那个征战。
Does our temporary worldly reputation matter more than the eternal future of those around us? Does our temporary reputation, does the way that people view us matter more about one's eternity? Well, I'll put it another way.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
If you see a car speeding towards someone who's about to be hit, if you see a car,
如果你看到一辆车
and it's about to hit someone,
好，马上就要撞到另外一个人了
and this person is totally unaware that a collision is imminent,
这个人也完全没有意识这个撞击要发生了
would you not shout or pull them back to save their life?
你是不是应该来呼喊，然后避免这样的事情，来救下他们的生命呢
？Even if it means for a moment shouting out in a public place and having everybody look at you，
好像你在那样大声呼喊，好像没有人要看你。
大家都在看你、
OK、那种感觉是你在大声呼喊的时候、很多人在看你，也许让你觉得、非常的难为情。
But that one moment is someone's eternity.
但是你想到这一刻的行为，它其实关乎到一个永恒的一个事情。
If someone was drowning, would you not throw out a life vest to save them?
就是当这个人要溺水要失去生命的时候、如果你没有这样的行为，那就永远的失去这个机会。
So brothers and sisters, we have now obtained peace with God.
那我们现在就和神给的平安有了这么一个连接。
But now let us also bring others to receive peace with God as well.
既然我们得到了这与神的平安，我们应该把它带给更多的人，让别人也经历这样的平安。
So this is the first aspect of peace in terms of one's relationship with God.
那这是我们想分享的与平安的第一个方面。
Or in other words, peace with God.
或者说总结成为、与神的平安。
Now we'll take a look at the second aspect of peace.
那我们接下来分享第二个方面。
Peace as it relates to the subjective experience in life.
这第二方面就是这样的平安也关乎到我们个人的主观的这样的经历。
Or to put it another way, the peace of God.
或者我们可以总结成为从神来神的平安。
As mentioned before, the peace of God can only be obtained if you first have peace with God.
那我之前有提到这样的神来自于神的平安只能我们先做到我们和与神能够和睦才能够得到。
Scripture refers to God as the God of peace.
圣经里面讲到平安说这平安是神的平安
God of peace
God,
平安
是平、这样一位神他也是平安的神、赐平安的神
And he alone can bring peace
我们知道单单是他这一位就可以带来平安
If we do not have peace with God then we will not be able to access the peace that comes from him
当然如果我们不能与神和睦的话我们 也就不能够经历从这位赐平安之神所赐给我们的属他的平安
Let's read Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7 again
我们再来看到、回到这腓立比书第四章 六七节
Be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God and the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
We know that here Paul is the author. He's exhorting us to pursue this peace of God that surpasses all comprehension.
第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
A few weeks ago.A number of brothers and sisters went on this year's Bible study tour.
那么几周之前有一些、弟兄姊妹我们一起也、有外出这个今年的这个、圣经学习之旅。
And this year's theme was In the Footsteps of the Apostle Paul.
那么今年这个、旅行的主题是跟随使徒保罗的脚步。
Each day we would sit in a bus for hours as we drove to different sites.
每天呢我们坐在车上要很好几个小时去到不同的地方
And we went throughout Turkey, Greece and Italy We're visiting the places that Paul had visited during his missionary journeys
那我们先后去到了、希腊、土耳其、意大利去到那些当年保罗、曾经到过的地方
And thank the Lord, it was a wonderful and unforgettable time
感谢神给了我们那一段非常难忘的时光
There's nothing like being able to see up closethe historical and cultural context in which things took place.
因为、这非常难忘的就是当你亲身的到了那些、就是在圣经里面读到的那些地方。
And if you ask anybody who attended the tour, they can attest that it was a long and exhausting journey.
那我想每一个参加的人都会有一个体会就是这样一个旅途、真的是非常非常、使人劳累的非常非常艰难的一个旅程。
Even talking about it right now, I just feel a wave of tiredness hit me.
好像 我今天在这里一想到、经历的这个旅途，都会有那种感觉很非常疲劳的感觉。
We were driving through hills and valleys in an air-conditioned bus.
要知道我们可是、走在这些山路当中，我们可是坐在了 有空调的这样的车子里面。
So we can only imagine how Paul and his companions used to travel to all these places on foot for the sake of the gospel.
那我们就在思想当年保罗走这些地方的时候，是完全没有这些现代化的设备，完全靠脚来走路走到这些地方。
And if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, there Paul describes in great detail all the sufferings and persecution he went through in order to serve the Lord.
那我们也知道在哥林多后书里面11章保罗讲到了他这个在这些去到这些地方那过程当中经历的苦难。
Now I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'm only going to read 26 and 27.
我不想都念下来，我只给大家念26、27节。
And this was the two verses that kept coming to mind during the study tour.
我在这次旅途当中这两处的经节就时常的出现在我的头脑当中。
But brothers and sisters, bear in mind that the things that Paul experienced was a lot longer than this.
那我们知道保罗所经历的其实远远比这艰难困苦的多。
Verse 26, it says, I have been on frequent journeys in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren.
26节又屡次行远路遭江河的危险盗贼的危险同族的危险外邦人的危险城里的危险旷野的危险海中的危险假弟兄的危险
Verse 27 I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights in hunger and thirst often without food in cold and exposure
27节受劳碌受困苦多次不得睡又饥又渴多次不得食受寒冷赤身露体
Now brothers and sisters, when you read this, does this passage make you think of peace?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们读到这样的经节的时候，也许觉得好像这些都只是很简单的很小的事情。
But thank the Lord that Paul is the one who tells us that we have access to this peace of God.
但我们也看到保罗告诉我们，即使有这样的环境，他仍然经历了那个神的平安。
And despite all these things, we can see how this peace of God is truly something that surpasses all understanding.
经历了这样的环境之后，让我们更清楚地看到神给的平安是什么。
And it surpasses all understanding because this peace is completely unaffected by external things.
因为我们就看到了这样的实际的难处，这样的。险恶的环境都完全没有影响到他经历从神来的平安。
And no matter how much danger we are facing,
不管有多样多么危险的境况我们面对。
No matter how much trouble we find ourselves in,
不管面对了多少的那样的麻烦。
No matter how much sorrow we encounter,
不管经历多少的那个软弱。
This peace of God still prevails.
这样从神来的平安仍然胜过了这一切。
It is why Paul was able to continue his ministry with confidence and not lose heart.
这也是保罗为什么仍然完成了他那个宣教的那样的旅程，然后在这里面经历了神的平安。
It is a supernatural peace.
这个让我感觉好像是非常一个超越自然的这样的一个经历。
It's peace from the Lord Himself.
因为这是他经历了主耶稣的那个平安。
Consider what the Lord was telling his disciples in John 14.
我们也思想到在约翰福音十四章主耶稣对门徒的话。
And our brother had read this earlier during the opening, the hymn leading.
我们刚才弟兄在我们唱诗的时候已经读过这个经节。
Now remember the context of when this is being said.
那我们还记得在这里面的当时的背景。
Remember this took place after the Lord's Supper.
我们知道主耶稣说这句话的时候他刚刚经历了痛苦
Lord's Supper 最后晚餐
在十四章主耶稣说这句话的时候他刚刚是完成那个最后的那个晚餐
And the Lord Jesus is comforting the disciples because his hour had come that he would depart out of the world to the Father
他在即将回到天上之前他留下这样的话给他地上的门徒
Verse 27 says Peace I leave with you My peace I give to you Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
I always think that this message is so fascinating.
我觉得这个句经节非常非常吸引我。
Because the Lord knew of the imminent great suffering he was about to endure on the cross.
因为他主深知他要在十字架上所受的那样的痛苦。
Yet here he imparts a message of peace to his disciples.
但是他在这里他说他要留下平安赐给他的门徒。
This peace which the world cannot offer now abides in those who believe in the Lord.
这样的平安不是这地上能够得到，是从神来的。
And to the world, this peace does not make sense.
对，因为对于世界来讲，这样的平安其实也完全讲不通。
How can you be at peace when there's so much going on around you?
因为你如何可以说周遭在遭受着一切的不好的境遇，但你又同时说你享有着平安呢？
How can you be at peace when there are things in the past that just keep coming back?
那 你怎么能说那些你不愿意遇见的事情不断的临到，但同时你又说你经历这样平安呢？
When there are present trials that never seem to stop. Present trials. 就是现在面对的试炼。
Okay. 当你身边不停的是那样的试炼临到的时候，你怎么能够同时宣称你有经历这样的平安呢？
Or how can you be at peace when there are fears of the unknown lying ahead in the future?
当你不知道前途的光景的时候，在那不确定当中，你怎么能同时说你有经历这样的平安呢？
But the Lord says very clearly, do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
但是在这里我们看到神的话是非常确定的，他教导我们说，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And why is that?
为什么是这样呢？
Because he has given us his peace.
就是因为他所赐的是他自己的平安。
And we see this present in the Lord's life as well.
我们也在主耶稣他自己的经历当中也观察到了这样的平安。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember when the Lord was before Pilate?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你们记得主耶稣是如何在比拉多面前行为的，你们就能够知道。
And when you read it, you don't get the impression that this is someone who is about to face the death penalty.
当我们读到那样的话的时候，我们是会觉得稀奇，因为这样一个人他其实是被判处死刑，马上就要被行刑的人。
In that chapter, I think it's in verse 10, Pilate says, verse 9, Pilate says, where are you from? John 19, verse 9.
约翰福音十九章第十节，第十节说到，比拉多说，你，第九节，又进衙门对耶稣说，你是哪来的？
But when the Lord gave no response, Pilate was almost dumbfounded.
当主耶稣没有回答的时候，比拉多，
He was so astonished.
比拉多他觉得有点稀奇。
How is this person who is facing death this calm, this tranquil?
因为他稀奇的是，这样面前的一个人，他是在被定死罪的，但是他却表现的为何如此的平静。
And so verse 10, John 19 verse 10, it says, Pilate says, you do not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and I have authority to crucify you?
所以在第十节，比拉多说，你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？
And then in this display of perfect peace we see in verse 11, Jesus says, you would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above.
我们在第十一节就看到了这样的，观察到了这样的平安。耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。
Even before his imminent crucifixion, we see this display of supernatural peace.
即使主耶稣面对这样的情况，我们仍然看到这超乎自然的那样的平安。
And the same peace of God has now been dispensed to us.
这样的平安也同样的也临到我们。
And as Paul wrote in that verse in Philippians, it now guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
保罗就告诉我们在腓立比书里面说，神所赐的出人意外的平安，就在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And I want us to pay attention to that word guard.
那我想在这里提醒大家这样一个词，就是保守。
Because that word is used in a military sense, like a stout defense over the attacks of the enemy.
因为英文 guard 这个词在圣经里面中文翻译成保守哈，这样一个英文的词，它的含义是说来免受仇敌的攻击，来防御，来保护人免受这个敌人的攻击，是一个好像在军事上是这样一个含义。
In other words, we are now protected by this peace against anything that seeks to trouble our hearts and worry our minds.
或者换句话说，我们可以看到神的平安是保护我们能够免受那样外在来的麻烦打扰。
And thank the Lord that this is the peace He has left us.
感谢神，我们神留给我们的是这样的一个平安。
It's a peace that fills us no matter what circumstances we are in.
这样的平安真的是让我们不在乎周围的环境是如何。
So brothers and sisters, we have access to this peace.
我们也因着这样的平安能够有对应的行为。
But how do we live out this peace within us?
如果没有这样的平安
Or how do we live out this peace within us?
我们如何活出在生命当中活出这样的平安
How do we maintain the experience of this peace?
我们如何 来保守持守住这样的一个经历
From the word, we see that there are five components.
我想从神的话语当中，我总结有可能有五个要素。
So first, we need to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
第一点就是我们人完全服从圣灵的这样的带领。
In Galatians 5, we know that peace is among the fruit of the Spirit.
在加拉太书的第五章，我们看到圣灵所结的果子是什么样的。
One of them is peace.
其中圣灵所结的果子，我们在加拉太书中读到的，其中一个就是平安。对，在这里面翻译成圣经里面翻译成和平。
And if we live according to the Holy Spirit, we will have peace within ourselves.
如果我们全然的服从这样的圣灵的带领的话，我们就经历这样的平安。
Consider what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8.
我们也读到罗马书第八章
Verses 5 and 6 says For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh But those who are according to the spirit the things of the spirit For the mind set on the flesh is death But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace
罗马书第八章五六节因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
If we want to maintain peace, we cannot seek to satisfy the desires of our carnal flesh.
如果我们来寻求这样神的平安的话，我们就不能够以那个好像肉体的那样私欲为一个目标。
We cannot live a self-centered life.
我们不能好像活在以自我为中心的那样的光景里。
We need to set our minds on the Spirit.
我们需要定睛在圣灵。
Earlier, when we were reading that verse in John 14, the Lord has given us His peace, He said.
之前的我们读到的，就像约翰福音十四章说到的，神是把他的平安赐给我们。
But do you know what verse preceded that? What verse was right before that?
那我们也分享了，当主耶稣说那样话的时候，他个人面临的那个前后的那样的境况是什么？
Well, the verse right before, in verse 26, the Lord says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit." Whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
在十四章的二十六节之前，主耶稣就说到，他说，二十六节，他说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们。
So we know that this peace of God is Christ's peace.
那我们就知道。神的平安是就是基督的平安。
And the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and discloses them to us.
我们就知道圣灵就带着这样的平安住在我们心里面。
And so when we submit to the Holy Spirit, we remember we can live out this peace of Christ within us.
那当我们能够顺服圣灵的时候，我们就能够活出在我们里面那样属我们的基督的平安。
Secondly, we need to be obedient to God's word.
第二个要素就是要 遵守神的话。
In Psalm 119, the 165th verse, it says this.
那么诗篇119篇的165节。
It says, those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble.
165节，爱你律法的人大有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 says this.
箴言的三章一到二节。
My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you.
我儿，不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命，因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
So we see that there's a relationship between obedience to God's commandments and resulting peace.
那我们就看到，遵守神的话跟经历平安之间的那样的一个关系。
God being the God of peace desires for us to be able to experience this peace every day in our lives.
我们知道，当我们有了神的平安，在我们个人的主观的经历当中，我们其实每天都可以经历平安。
And He's given us His word to act like this instruction manual for us.
他的那个神的话语就好像我们日常生活的那样一个指导，一个说明书一样。
I remember when I was younger, I used to sometimes try building IKEA furniture on my own.
我小的时候，我常常会组装那个宜家 IKEA 买来的那个家具。
The problem was I always thought that I could set up the furniture without relying on the manual.
我常常喜欢不看这个家具给的那个说明书就自己来组装。
And as a result, nuts and bolts will go into the wrong places.
所以常常就是会把家具装错。
Pieces of furniture would end up completely in the wrong order.
因为常常就会装错顺序，然后家具就装不好。
And as a result, what was supposed to be a nice drawer or closet after many hours became pieces of broken wood on the floor.
就本来应该是装好的一个厨子一个柜子，但是我可能在那儿忙活了几个小时之后，完全是一堆木头，然后还是没有做好，没有把它组装起来。
Only when I learned that the manual is given for a reason.
所以这个时候我才明白为什么这个盒子里要配备这样的一个说明书。
Only when I followed the instructions.
只有当我按照说明书上的步骤来做的时候，
Then could I produce useful pieces of furniture for my home.
我才能够做出那个有用的一个一个部件来组装好这个家具。
So brothers and sisters, God's word is an instruction manual for our life.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话就好像这样一个指导我们生活的这样说明书一样。
It was given to us for a reason. It was given to us for our good.
他把那个他给了我们这样的话是因为为着我们得到益处。
So let us not disregard his word, but be faithfully obedient to it.
所以因此就让我们就一定要顺服他的话。
So thirdly, we need to trust in the Lord.
第三点就是信靠主。
Isaiah 26 verses 3 to 4 says,The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock.
以赛亚书二十六章三四节，坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
Oftentimes in life we encounter situations where we feel utterly powerless.
我们生活当中常常会觉得有无力的时候。
And in those situations, man's immediate reaction is to expend a lot of time and energy to figure things out.
好像在那个时候，我们就需要好像要更多的鼓足力量来解决眼前的难题。
But peace is attainable if we simply trust in Him.
但其实，这个秘诀是我们其实应该只是单单的信靠我们的主。
I recall that famous story involving Brother George Mueller.
那我就想起那个非常著名的故事，关于我们弟兄乔治米勒弟兄的这样的一个见证。
Now this brother used to run an orphanage in England, and he helped serve, cared for over 10,000 orphans during his lifetime.
我们知道这个弟兄在英国，他这个照顾了一个孤儿院，这个、孤儿院前后一共养育了上万名孤儿。
And there was a famous incident where the orphanage had run out of food one day, and there were 300 children waiting to be fed.
啊，我们知道有一个非常著名的经历，就是有一日在这样他带领的这样孤儿院有300个孤儿，但是有一日陷入了就是没有食物的这样的一个境况。
And despite the seemingly stressful situation, Brother Mueller brought the children into the dining room and had them sit at the tables.
就在这样一个艰难的时刻，这位弟兄让这些300个孩子来到饭厅，来到吃饭的地方。
And he thanked God for the food and he simply waited.
他也为了食物来祝谢，然后就在那里等。
And then a few minutes later, this baker appears at the orphanage and he says that he had a feeling that the children needed bread, so he brought enough bread for everyone.
而就在几分钟之后，就门外的这个面包师来敲门，他说他有一些面包，然后他觉得这里的孩子可能需要，于是他就自己送来了。
And then minutes later, there was another knock on the door, and this time it was a milkman.
又过了几分钟，又有人敲门，这一次来的是这个卖牛奶的这样的人。
And this person's cart had broken down right in front of the orphanage, and the milk would expire by the time the wheel was fixed.
他在运送牛奶的过程当中，他的车就在这个孤儿院的附近抛锚了，因此他不能够再去送牛奶，而不这个牛奶会坏掉的，所以他就敲门来把这些牛奶免费送给了这个孤儿院。
Yep, and as the brother mentioned, this milkman gave the milk to his children, and it was enough to feed all the 300 thirsty children.
就因着这样的面包师跟牛奶送牛奶的人送来的这样的食物，这些孩子就吃饱了这顿饭。
Brothers and sisters, do we often feel the need that we need to take matters into our own hands?
弟兄姊妹们，难道这些是就是我们人手要努力去要做成的事情吗？
Yet isn't it ironic that oftentimes it is during those exact moments when we feel that there is no peace to be found?
恰恰是当我们人手要去做事情的时候，我们就经历不到这样的平安。
We just need to trust in the Lord that His ways are higher, that His thoughts are higher.
在这里，我们就是来简单的来信靠我们的主。
When we do that, we will find peace.
当我们简单的做到这一点的时候，我们就经历了他的平安。
Fourthly, we need to be ruled by peace.
第四点就是让平安在心里做主。
Colossians 3:15 says, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
那哥罗西书的3:15，他说到的是叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召。
So what does it mean for the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts?
什么叫做让平安做主呢？
The Greek word for rule here means to act as an umpire.
那么做主这样一个词在希腊文的原文当中，它的意思好像那个体育比赛里面的裁判。
Yeah, it's a term we often associate with sports now.
就是像体育比赛里我们知道有判别胜负的这样的裁判。
And in sports, the umpire has the ultimate authority in deciding matters arising from the play.
我们知道裁判在比赛当中有那个决定权来决定对与错。
Right, the umpire is the one who decides what is right and wrong.
Yeah, yeah.来他的那个职责是来判定对和错。
And so if we apply this definition to the verse, that letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts means for it to act as an umpire.
所以在这里就看到让平安在心里做主的意思就是让那个平安来到我们心里做那个裁判的工作。
It means that peace should govern how we make decisions.
意思就是当我们做决定的时候，我们要让这个平安来做出这样的决定。
Do we often wonder whether something is right or wrong to do?
我们做一件事情之前，我们觉得这件事情做对还是不对？
If God's word does not forbid the action and you're able to experience the peace of Christ,
如果神的话语没有禁止，那你去经历，可能你就经历到神的这样的平安。
Then in this case, you can go for it.
如果你有这样的平安在心里，那你就可以去做。
But if something robs you of being able to experience peace,
但是相反，有一些你可能做出这样的决定，但你心里面没有那样的平安。
Even though the Bible might not say anything about it,
尽管可能这样的事情圣经里面没有明文的说不应该这样做这样的事情。
But if you're unable to experience this peace, then don't do it.
但是如果您这做了事情心里面经历那个不平安，那么我们就清楚的知道这样事情是不能做的。
Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
我们就知道让基督的平安在心里做主就是这样一个意思。
Let it be the umpire of the decisions that we make.
让它成为我们做决定的那样一个内心的裁判。
Colossians 3:15, that same verse also says, To which indeed you were called in one body.
哥罗西书三章十五节他也提到，如果我们这么做了，就归为一体。
Operating with the peace of Christ is how we as members of the body should conduct ourselves. As members of the body, we need to operate with the peace of Christ.
因为我们同成为一体，因此我们活出的那样的也是经历了这个基督的平安。
So whether individual or corporate, the peace of God should be our mark.
所以不管是个人的还是团体的，平安都应该是我们的标记。
And then lastly, we need to pray and ask for peace.
最后一点要素就是我们应该为着这样的平安来祷告。
Notice the order of verses 4 and 6 and 7 in chapter 4 of Philippians.
那我们就知道腓立比书我们刚读到第四章六到七节。
It's first pray, then feel peace.
我们就看到这样的顺序是先祷告祈求，然后经历平安。
And I think that praying to the Lord in many ways is a combination of the previous components.
那我想祷告它本身就包含着前面我们交通的几个要素，它都包含在当中。
Because when we pray to the Lord for peace, we acknowledge that we can't create peace, it has to come from Him.
因为当我们祷告的时候，我们就知道我们没有办法带来做出这样的平安，我们的平安是从他来的。
When we pray, we attune ourselves to be led by the Spirit.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就愿意让那个圣灵 来领导我们。
When we pray, we humble ourselves to know His commands and submit to His will.
当我们祷告的时候，我们愿意降卑下来，来服从他的话语。
In the past year, I found myself at critical junctures of life where I sought the Lord in prayer.
当我自己个人经历也是常常在我过去当中经历的就是当我在祷告的时候来经历他的带来的平安。
And thank the Lord that in those moments He allowed me to experience undeniable peace in the decisions that I made.
感谢神，也是让我在做出的一个一个决定当中，神让我有经历这样因着决定、因着平安做主所经历的那样的平安。
Brothers and sisters, when we earnestly seek the Lord for His peace and are willing to submit to Him, He is faithful to allow us to experience His peace.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们愿意来借着祷告，来寻求他。来持守的话语，神就会把那个平安赐给我们。
And when I was considering this, I thought that song, Come Ye Beloved.
我也想在这里引用一个圣徒诗歌，这诗歌的名字叫来你这蒙主爱的人。
And the chorus goes, Our God withheld not His own Son, the treasure of His heart poured out for you. If He withheld not His own Son, what now would He withhold from you His own?
这里面诗歌的歌词当中他写到神为你倾倒他心中的珍宝，未曾留下他的儿子，他既然已舍弃他儿子，现在还留下什么不给你。
Indeed, our Father in heaven did not even withhold His own Son in order to secure us peace with Him.
我们知道为了神为了把平安给我们，他甚至愿意舍弃他在天上的儿子。
So how then will He withhold His peace from us to experience in our daily lives?
所以我们就知道难道还有什么神不能够舍得为了让我们来得到这样的平安。
And so finally we come to this final aspect of peace and I'll run through this quickly.
最后我们第三个方面是平安的方面，我们要快点交通，就是关乎这个
This peace revolving around the ultimate restoration work of God.
对，第三点的平安就是来关乎神这个最终的这样的恢复的工作。
1 Thessalonians says, May the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那帖撒罗家前书的第五章二十三节二十四节，神愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Romans 16:20 says, The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
那罗马书的十六章二十节，保罗写到赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。
And then Isaiah, where it talks about how our Lord is the Prince of Peace, it also says that there is no end to the increase of His government or peace for all eternity.
那我们知道称这位是平安之子的，在以赛亚书第九章第六节，第六节第七节，他讲到有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。这第六节第七节。
that there is no end to the beginning of verse 7. No end to the increase of his government or of peace.
Brothers
and sisters, when Adam first created Adam and Eve, when God first created Adam and Eve, there in the Garden of Eden was true peace or shalom, as we said earlier.
我们知道当神最起初创造亚当夏娃的时候，在伊甸园当中是他们是有那个平安的。
And after this disruption of sin, there has been this recovery work ever since.
我们知道后来因着罪破坏了这一切。
But one day we have this confidence that the restoration will be complete.
但是我们相信有一天神预定的那样的平安会再一次恢复。
The God of peace himself will completely sanctify our entire being.
因为神他亲自会洁净我们的全人。
There will be no more wars.
我们也知道将来的日子是再也没有这样的征战。
There will be no more harm or destruction, no more death or mourning.
没有那样的伤害破坏，没有那样的死亡，没有哀伤。
No more crying or pain.
也没有眼泪和痛苦。
Isaiah even tells us that predator and prey will dwell together in unity.
以赛亚甚至告诉我们，那个时候连那个捕猎的跟猎物都能够和睦的相处。
And this peace with God and this peace of God will be realized in everything.
我们就知道这样与神的平安和来自神的平安只能够让我们经历所有的方方面面。
And it will be such an amazing scene.
这就思想到这将是一个多么美好的光景。
When one thinks about it, one might even say, whoa, that's crazy.
那我可能会觉得哇，这简直是好像好的离奇，好的让人觉得这个就是想都想不到，就是超出我们想象的这样的光景。
But thank the Lord that this is what He has promised.
感谢主，这些超出想象的光景是他的应许。
That one day all things will be summed up in Christ.
我们知道有一日这一切都要在基督里成就。
And the Lord Jesus will be the one who reigns forever and ever.
我们知道主耶稣要在这地上，在天上作王。
And those who believe in the Lord will one day enjoy being in His presence for eternity.
我们知道这一切得救，相信他得救的，也将在永生里面和他一起。
And everything will be perfect.
所有的事情好像都回到了那个完全的状态。
And in that perfection, there will be His peace.
在那样一个完全完美的状态里面，那也是他的经历，他的平安。
So brothers and sisters, as we conclude, let us not forget that our God is a God of peace.
当我们来结束今天的交通的时候，让我们记住这一位神，他是那个赐平安的神。
Though we were once His enemies and destined for destruction, God gave His Son so that we may obtain peace with God.
当我们在地上有这样的征战死亡的时候，父神赐给我们这一位。
And though we may live today in a world full of conflict and trouble, God allows us to enjoy the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension.
在今天在地上的环境是有这样的不平安的时候，神所赐给我们的这一位仍然能够让我们时时每一天来经历平安。
And one day when our Lord brings us into His glory, we will see His perfect peace present in everything.
当有一日当我们被他带到荣耀里的时候，我们会看到。 他的那个奇妙的功，这一位赐平安的神。
And so as Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16,
就像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第3章16节写道，
Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.
16节，愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安，愿主常与你们众人同在。
Thank the Lord for his wonderful peace.
为着我们的主，我们给我们这样奇妙的平安，我们感谢他。Let's
pray.
让我们一起来一起祷告。Father,
how thankful we are that you are indeed the God of peace.
父啊，我们真是感谢你，因为你是这一位赐平安的神。That
you are the only one who provides peace, and you so willingly provide this peace to us.
你是那位赐平安的，也是单单靠着你自己就可以把平安临到我们的神。
Lord, we know that the day that we live in is so dark, is so chaotic.
我们知道今天我们的环境是这样的黑暗，这样的一个不好的环境里面。
But we thank you that even so, your peace may reign supreme.
但我们感谢即使在这样的光景里我们仍然可以经历你的平安。
And so Lord, for any of us here who have not believed in our Lord Jesus Christ yet,
主我们就求在我们听到你的话但仍然不愿相信的人
May you reveal your son to them so that they may indeed secure this peace with you.
愿你能够将你的儿子显给他们看让他们愿意接受愿意经历这样从你来的平安。
And for us who have believed, let us experience the peace of God in our daily living.
主我们也求所有我们这一般因着信而得救的人也能够来经历你的平安。
And Father, we just do also pray that that day may come quickly in which we will see your perfect peace in everything.
主我们也求你快来让我们更快地亲眼看到你那个恢复的工作你那个完全的工作。
We yearn for the day of the return of our Lord.
我们为着主耶稣再来而祷告。
So Lord, may you continually establish this peace in us.
但是求你来继续地来建造我们每一个人。
We give you all the thanks and praise.
我们的感谢祷告。
And we pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
都是奉你儿子宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.